Imagine walking through the desert at dusk when reality suddenly splits open before your eyes. The bushes breathe, shadows move with purpose, and an enormous moth emerges carrying specks of dark gold dust on its wings, knowledge itself made visible. This is the world Carlos Castaneda invites us into, where what we consider real is merely one arrangement of perception among infinite possibilities. The journey begins not with belief, but with silencing the mind long enough to glimpse what lies beyond our ordinary awareness. Don Juan Matos, the enigmatic Yaqui sorcerer at the heart of this narrative, doesn't ask for faith. He demands experience. "Because you're dumb," he explains with disarming directness when questioned about his methods. His bluntness cuts through intellectual pretense to deliver essential truths about the warrior's path. Through his guidance, we learn to perceive humans as luminous beings, each person appearing as a distinctive mushroom-like formation with unique colors and intensities of glow. This radical shift in perception marks just the beginning of a journey where nothing will ever again be quite what it seems. "The Tonal is an island," Tuan Juan explains in a Mexico City restaurant, running his hand over our table. "We can say the Tonal is like the top of this table. And on this island, we have everything. This island is, in fact, the world. Everything we know exists on this island. Our physical body, thoughts, feelings, beliefs, even our concepts of soul and God. The Tonal is the social person, the organizer of worldly chaos. Without it, we'd perceive only meaningless sounds and shapes. Each person has a personal Tonal while sharing in the Tonal of the times, our era's collective agreements. Restaurant tables share configuration, yet remain unique, just as our Tonals do." Don Juan later points out two elderly women cautiously descending church steps as the most miserable Tonal. Their condition stems not from age, but from their weak, timid Tonal. In contrast, he presents himself, impeccably dressed in a suit, as a warrior who treats his Tonal with special care. One afternoon, Don Gennaro demonstrates the double, a manifestation of our awareness as luminous beings. After visualizing him during an exercise, I open my eyes to find him physically present, defying logic. "The double begins in dreaming," Don Gennaro explains. "While resting in the mountains, he fell asleep by a roadside. When people approached, he hid, only to see himself still sleeping. People walked past his sleeping form as if invisible. When I question the double's reality, he insists, 'No, I mean that he is a dream.'" Don Juan clarifies that Gennaro refers to the first emergence of awareness that we are luminous beings, a realization that the double actually dreams the self. This paradox reveals something profound. What if the you reading these words isn't the dreamer, but the dreamed? In the sorcerer's world, the boundary between dreamer and dreamed becomes fluid, challenging fundamental assumptions about identity. A warrior's impeccability isn't moral perfection, but energy management and clarity of purpose. It begins with cleaning the island of the Tonal, removing self-importance, assuming responsibility, and using death as an advisor. "A warrior acknowledges his pain, but doesn't indulge in it," Don Juan explains. "When we feel immortal, we lack impeccability. There are no survivors on this earth." This awareness transforms everything. With death always at arm's length, every act becomes potentially your last battle and must be fought impeccably. Don Juan contrasts average self-confidence, seeking validation, with the warrior's humbleness, being impeccable in action. He reveals, "At this very moment, you are surrounded by eternity, and you can use that eternity if you so desire. One moment can be eternity," he says, "if you mount that moment and use it to take the totality of yourself forward. How differently might you live if you treated each moment as potentially your last?" The master key to sorcery is stopping the internal dialogue, creating internal silence. This proves challenging as our minds generate endless thoughts. Most people find it impossible to silence their thoughts for even 30 seconds. Don Juan employs psychological manipulation in his teaching. By focusing my attention on seeing, he diverts me from essential foundational practices. Sorcerers are convinced that all of us are nincompoops. We can't relinquish our crummy control voluntarily, so we must be tricked. The fundamental secret underlying sorcery is attention itself. Everything in our perceived reality exists only because we grant it our attention. By controlling where we direct our attention, a warrior accesses hidden realms. Don Juan demonstrates shrinking my tonal by shoving me through a door during a moment of absent-mindedness. When the tonal contracts due to embarrassment or surprise and the nagal is in motion, extraordinary phenomena become possible. Our limitation lies in our insistence on remaining within our comfortable tonal when vast oceans of awareness await exploration. The culmination of my apprenticeship arrives when Don Juan and Don Gennaro prepare me to experience the wings of perception, the ability to perceive beyond ordinary awareness. They lead me naked to a rock overlooking a ravine, instructing me to leap and follow the luminous fibers of my being. My first attempts are terrifying as perception fragments. Don Juan teaches that fear is the primary barrier to expanded perception. I learn to quiet my internal dialogue and focus on the energetic threads connecting all beings. When they hurl me from a cliff, instead of falling, my body circles, gains altitude, then disintegrates. My flesh falls away until only my head remains, which then bursts into pieces, each maintaining awareness while connected to the whole. As pure awareness, I witness countless scenes until seeing the organization of the world rolling past my eyes. Don Juan explains my bubble of perception has opened, allowing movement between nagul and tonal, revealing our potential to transcend ordinary perception while remaining grounded. As my apprenticeship concludes, Don Juan prepares me for our last journey together, teaching that proper farewells preserve joy. A warrior acknowledges pain without indulging. His mood entering the unknown is joy, humbled by fortune, confident in his impeccable spirit. When I suggest a warrior's life seems cold, Don Gennaro reveals their secret predilection through an extraordinary demonstration of impossible grace, gliding above ground with unearthly precision. Don Juan explains, Gennaro's love is the world. The earth bestows on him its care. Caressing the ground, he adds, this is the predilection of warriors. No greater love exists. Only through unbending passion for the earth can sadness be released. At twilight, the crack between the worlds, we say goodbye. At the mesa's edge, a strange force propels me forward. Another apprentice and I jump into the void, symbolizing our transition to warriors who must face the unknown alone. In that surrender, I understand. A warrior's path isn't about accumulating knowledge, but developing impeccability to face existence with clarity and love.